We are now joined on the guest line by current cornerback, also a hell of a return specialist for the Tennessee Titans, and that's Adoree Jackson. Adoree, thank you for the time. There's four of us on here. The only guy that really matters is Barrett Brooks, who played in the league and won a Super Bowl. So we appreciate you first and foremost, and thank you for your time.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys for having me. It's a blessing.
Definitely, man. You know, I actually covered you a little bit in college. I did the USC, the last game you played with USC, UCLA. I was with Todd Blackledge, and we were interviewing you, and it was just before you were about to leave to go to the league, man. And, you know, and everything that you had stacked up well, man. Ran a 4.3, you know, nice size corner, return skills. You can run routes just like you're a wide receiver, but you play DB, man. And things are starting to look very, very well for you and your team, you know, as these years come on, especially with the run game. I mean, it's just, you know, a dramatic difference from when you first got in the league to where you are now and also to where your team is, man. What's the biggest contributor on how things are going for you there in Tennessee?
Well, I think just for us wanting to, you know, be better and do better. I mean, that aspect of us trying to grow and improve from what we know and what we learn from, man. Just getting the right pieces and the right guys around in the room. You know, you hear that every year it's going to be, it's going to change, it's going to be different. But the key core values that we, you know, have, we want them to remain the same when we go out there and play. So whatever it is, we want to make sure we're all on the same page during that offseason or when, you know, people sign, and make sure we're all on the same, we're all tuned up together.
Hey, Adoree, I know you've gone up against both of these quarterbacks in the playoffs. Tom Brady when he was back with New England a few times, and of course Mahomes with Kansas City last season. Tell us, you know, from your position's perspective, what is some of the differences or how you play each one of these different quarterbacks?
So with Mahomes, it's, you know, it's all about the play within the play. You don't know what you may get. You know, maybe able to scramble, maybe able to, you know, backpedal, throw the ball, do the little things so he can beat you with his arm, his legs. And then it's all about just making sure that you're doing your job and being in tune with everything and taking, you know, control of the opportunities that may present or come your way. And then with Tom Brady, it's about the game within the game as well. But the margin for error is both small with both guys. But, you know, you can see Tom actually utilizes that when you're not doing your job, whatever it may be, to dictate and gain momentum for his team. So I think just doing your job, first of all, and taking away the margin error that you may have.
Hey, Adoree, as a player in the league, is it hard to watch the Super Bowl? Because you want to be there. So, you know, all the craziness that surrounds it. But when you're a player in the league, is there a different kind of feeling that obviously it's different than fans, but, you know, watching the Super Bowl, knowing you want to be there playing for that trophy?
I think that's the thing. It's not hard watching, but it's more of a motivational factor. It's like, damn, I want to be at the Super Bowl. I want my city. I want to see my family to be able to see me out there playing and be happy and be joyful. You know, for me, and to be able to share that moment, you know, with the one, you know, that I love. And, you know, that's always been a dream of, I would say, every athlete to go to the Super Bowl, play a Super Bowl, and win one. And so to be able to watch it on TV, it just gives you a little more fuel to the charcoal, you know, to get everything burning and keep going. So I think that it's one thing that I take away when I watch sporting events or when I watch anything football related, like, dang, you know, I wish that was me.
I know it's a little different now, Adoree, with the virus and everything kind of shut down, but you've been in Nashville for a couple of years, and I came from Philly and worked and lived in Nashville for 3 years, and I was surprised because you think, oh, it's country music and barbecue, but it's a whole lot more, especially from a music standpoint. So how much have you been able to just soak up and enjoy and really explore Nashville and the surrounding areas being down there?
I just try to be open-minded, you know, everything. And being from East St. Louis, Illinois, you know, I mean, it's different. So when I go to different places, I try to broaden my horizon and understand that what I grew up is not the only thing that's in front of me. That's not the only life that's out there and available. So being out in Nashville, just try to accept everything that may come my way. And just to not be closed-minded and give it a chance and give it a shot. So enjoying my time being out in Nashville and seeing the city when I get a chance to, or doing different things, or asking my teammates, you know, what they do or what they like, so I can give it a try. So when I have friends or family that may come out, I'm able to, you know, show them around and do something that might be in their interest.
Do they have the meet and threes back home like they do down there?
Say it again.
The meet and threes. That was the first experience I ever had of that when I came down to Nashville, where you basically go into like what could be a cafeteria, and they serve you some of the best, and it's a piece of meat and then three sides. It's some of the best home cooking you've ever had.
I think the only thing that I got similar to that was, I went to this family style soul food place, like in Germantown. I think it's called Manel's.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. But that was one of the things where it's family style seating. You just go down there, sit down. They bring out one thing and then a whole bunch of sides, and that's on the meat, and then you just sit down and throw it out. So actually, it's pretty good. I was shocked, but I was thrown off because it's like I've never been in a family style seating restaurant where everybody just elbow to elbow eating.
Looking at, you know, going to the Super Bowl and looking at, you know, everything that, you know, like you said, you played against both of those quarterbacks. At this point, you know, and with not having any skin in the game, who do you think has the best opportunity of really, you know, executing the offense and playing against those defenses they're playing against?
You know, that's a good question, because both of those offenses are high power, and both of them know what they have and what they can do to exploit a defense. I think that it would just come down to the execution, you know, purposes of everything. Honestly, because, you know, even offense, you go out there and put up a bunch of points and score, as you've seen in the, when they played the Packers, everything, how that was going for Tom Brady, and then the second half didn't go as well, but they still were doing well enough defensively to hold it down. So, like you said, offense wins championships. Offense sells tickets, but defense wins championships. So I think it's going to come down to the defense aspect and which one is going to, you know, stop, you know, offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, at this point, I absolutely love how Shaq Barrett and JPP are rushing the passer, man. I think that's going to be very influential on how Patrick Mahomes is able to adjust in that pocket, man. You know, I think that's the better defense, and I think that's what's going to, you know, that's what's going to take to really be a factor with Mahomes, man. What is the likelihood that they put their hands on Mahomes as opposed to him running around, you know, like he usually does?
And that's the aspect that you got to take into consideration. You know that he can make plays with his arms, or he can make plays with his feet, and to be able to just disrupt, you know, the quarterback, whether it is and throwing the ball, running the ball, the timing of everything. That's going to be a key factor for Mahomes, because, you know, he's elusive and can get out of that pocket and either run that ball, or he can throw it deep or throw it somewhere short, and then the receivers, you know, do a great job of making plays in space. So if they disrupt the time of the quarterback, they have to figure out how to disrupt or make it a short game or bang tackle.
Awesome. Adoree, we wish you all the best, and we really appreciate just a couple of minutes today. And thank you, sir. Do you have anything you would like to get out or promoting? I wasn't given anything ahead of time, so I wasn't sure, and I don't want to miss anything. Even if it's something personal that you're doing off the field and in your own life that you would like to promote, please.
I just want to, you know, wish everybody, you know, a blessed year, a safe year, more blessings to come your way, and that, you know, everybody stay safe in this time, and, you know, try to be a better person than they were yesterday. That's it.
Well said. Thank you, sir.
Awesome.
Really
Thanks,
appreciate
Adoree.
You.
Yeah. Yeah, bless him.
Great. Thank you. That's Adoree Jackson. We'll take a quick break and wrap this first half here on the second hour next.